Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
Before there were the Beatles, there was a lot of great music, and it was a great era, but things just changed, and our lives really did change when the Beatles hit. Unless you were there, it's hard to explain, because it's been in the lives of everybody who was born since.
After hearing Meet the Beatles in 1964, rock and roll was the only option for Pat DiNizio and Dennis Dykin. So in 2007, it was time to meet the Smithereens. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. With songs like Blood and Roses and A Girl Like You, the Smithereens were kings of pop melancholy in the late 80s. But look back to the roots of the New Jersey foursome, and it's British Invasion all the way. So for their first album since 99, the band paid tribute to a major influence from the era by re-recording Meet the Beatles as Meet the Smithereens. That might be a daunting task for some, but when the guys stopped by FUV to talk about the album with fellow Beatles fan Dennis Elsis, it all seemed to fit right in line with the Smithereens' sound.
I know how much you guys love all that music that I do, too, from the British Invasion, Beatles, and everybody else. But on Blood and Roses, and certainly on some of the other songs, Zombies jumps out at me a lot.
That's a compliment.
That mysterious thing that the Zombies had, different than The Who, different than everybody else.
Growing up in the New York metropolitan area, all of us listening to a WABC AM, of course, and in the old days, yourself on any WFM, but especially on ABC, I mean, the groups that I love the most and the type of material I love the Zombies, I love the minor key element, I love the weirdness of the keyboard solos. We love the Bo Brummels. They also had that minor key element, just a little laugh. And I really loved the minor key Beatles stuff, stuff like I'm a Loser, things like I'll Be Back. You know, that's what really turned me on. So I think unconsciously as a writer, I went there. You know, I went to that direction. And it wasn't a matter of even having a choice. It's just the way that I thought musically about it.
My mind is filled with thoughts of you. Think about the days I've seen. I search the room, but you're not there. Your perfume lingers everywhere, but it's only a memory. What I love was going to be. Only a memory. Broken bits of you and me. Only a memory.
Well, on Only a Memory, there certainly is a little day tripper kind of sneaking in and sneaking out. You never got caught with that, did you?
Well, actually, it sounds a lot like the riff from Revolver, the song I Want to Tell You. And I think someone on the radio pointed that out. I won't say who it is. But it wasn't intentional, in fact. I just picked up a guitar. We had a sound check in Spain. I think it was Madrid.
And, good day,
or Barcelona, and we were on tour there. And I just, the riff just came to me, and I said to our guitar tech at the time, I said, Chopper, tape this. And that was it. And then the rest of the song wrote itself around the riff. It's all a common language. It's kind of like what Keith Richards says. He's just the antenna, and the ideas are floating around. And that being said, there's really nothing new under the sun, but we are the sum total of what we listen to. And it's there.
Little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely. Baby, take a chance with me. Little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely. Baby, take a chance with me.
That's Pat DiNizio and Dennis Dykin of the Smithereens channeling the Beatles with a live version of Little Child. To hear the complete interview and more, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org.